the band called the Cobras. Was that one of your first ones?
It was. That's funny. Probably the first band, meaning play a gig. But we were just 13, and beginning part of that band was no drummer even, just two or three guitar players. So it's hard to call it a band. But we played gigs and mostly instrumental. We were all learning to play, really. Then that turned into various other things, including the Innkeepers, which lasted for quite a long time.
You've talked about Bob Wills. Would Woody Guthrie, his work, have any influence on your work?
Well, Woody is like water or something. You can't take it out. Even if you've never heard Woody, you'd have to admit to a direct lineage if you are in the music that I love and play. But he did. So I'm aware of Woody Guthrie through those years, though it's not a band thing as I see it. You know, part of not only me, but to guys who really were great, meaning Leon and Cale and those guys, Jimmy Markham, you know, blues guy. Well, all of those guys were playing kind of pop songs a lot of the time. And I wouldn't necessarily go that far as our band, but I loved pop records. Like when we were younger, we would call bubblegum music, I guess. I still remember 1, 2, 3, red, lie, lie. You know, it's like little crafted Hollywood pop songs. We played those in the band, but my main contribution to my bands were kind of semi-rocked up Hank Williams songs and Buck Owens songs and an Elvis song now and then. And then these sort of hits, because you had to play some hits.
But you became a songwriter and had to then reflect on what Woody did and all the songs he wrote that were going through his head all the time.
So when you get down to it, and for me, I came to it late, really. I discovered Bob Dylan through that, then Woody Guthrie. I'm just a kid in Glencoe. Bob Dylan runs through my life, and so Woody does. I didn't discover Bob until probably junior in high school. I think he'd already had his infamous motorcycle wreck. I don't think it was as bad maybe as we thought, but there were rumors he was dead already. There were a lot of records, including the first records, which were folk music records and Woody influenced in terms of both social commentary and then guitar playing and singing. I mean, the guitar playing by Bob is astonishing on those records, and people don't think of him that way. But he learned that from that scene in New York and directly from Woody's cronies. You know, it's like, let's say you find a guy who's never had a chocolate chip cookie, never heard of it, and you give him a chocolate chip cookie. Well, it's pretty undeniable. And so, you know, if he has an affinity for it at all, then he'll eat your whole box in front of you because it's just too, and it changes his life. That's reaching for it a little bit, but discovering Bob early in his career, but he had 4 or 5 records, including the Rock and Roll Highway 61 Revisited album. I bought all of those albums at once and just listened to them every night, all the time, and started to try to write songs. Not to say I hadn't, but, you know, really tried to be Bob Dylan.
The Bob Dylan motorcycle accident. Tell us that story.
I don't really know the story other than he had moved along with the guys that became the band to Woodstock and living in the woods. So I like that part. He had a Triumph motorcycle. He had a motorcycle wreck, and I think it was a semi-serious wreck. And then he's a reclusive already, but he did really step away from the spotlight and lived in Woodstock, was learning to paint and making that music with the band.
That accident would have had some kind of an effect then?
Well, I don't know. I think he couldn't go out and play and sing and rock and roll
like he did.
So he stepped back, and then I think having little babies at the time and all of that stuff that comes with that, plus living in the woods, living in Woodstock, beautiful area, and writing new kinds of songs, it sort of changed his life. Whether the motorcycle wreck directly was responsible, other than making him step back.